Some of us share our cars with Uber. Some of us share our houses with Airbnb. But how about sharing your dinner table and cooking? That's exactly what new company Welcome Over do. You set your menu, set your price, and people book a seat at your table. Tell us more about it. We've got co-founder Johan on the line. Good morning, Johan. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Thank you for asking. So tell us, where did the idea for Welcome Over originate? Tell us how it started.
Well, we found something similar when I was traveling around Asia, where you can go in and eat local food at someone's house. And at that time for me, you could also rent a driver or a guide or a few different services. We brought that with us and thought for Australia, if we focus on the restaurant side of that, I think that would be something that would appeal to Australians, being embraceful of new technologies. Now, as you mentioned, with Uber and Airbnb, for people to easily go get a genuine food experience and meet some new people, rather than sticking to the established restaurants all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
I figured that would appeal.
Yeah, cool. So tell us how it kind of works. I mean, how does Welcome Over keep an eye on who does the cooking and the serving? How does this, does it have like a rating system like Uber kind of works?
Definitely. So how it works is if you if you're an aspired chef, or if you want watch My Kitchen Rules and MasterChef, and you have a little passion for cooking, you just log in and register on Welcome Over, where you can put down your dates when you want to host the dinners, what you're cooking, for how many people, and what price you want to charge per person. From then, we approve your cooking. We do a little criminal background check. So if you're too weird, maybe not a great idea.
Hey, that's good news.
We then see if everything looks fine. We tend to, at least in Sydney during the startup phase, we try to go visit every host for their first or second dinner as paying guests. And see if we think it's great. After the dinner is done, there's a rating system. So people, rate your food and also comment.
Okay. And you mentioned My Kitchen Rules and MasterChef and those sorts of shows. You know, they are very popular, but it sounds like Welcome Over is about the more experience of a dinner party as well. Do you think there's too much focus on food rather than actually having a good time with different people and meeting people?
Absolutely. It's all about having a good time, both for the hosts and the guests. And, I mean, personally, I've always been a fan of the little secret bar in the end of the alley with no sign outside, rather than the big establishments. And I think it's a similar concept here. You find a little secret gem, which no one knows about.
You talked about rating the chef and the person who's cooking the meals. Can you rate guests as well? What if someone's a bit of a slob or gets too drunk or something like that? Can you rate the guests as well?
You can. Rate guests in the following couple of weeks. So far, we only goes one way, but we will change that very, very shortly, so you can rate the guests as well.
All right, and one final question, Johan. Are there any sort of rules, some ground rules for people who are heading over someone's house? Like, is there things you shouldn't do or shouldn't talk about? Is there anything like that?
No, I think it's just consider yourself as the plus one at a dinner party. If it's your friend's friend throwing the party, how would you act? Just use common sense and be nice and make new friends and share that home-cooked genuine meal and just have a good time.
All right, well, that sounds terrific, Johan. Thanks so much for speaking to us on 2SER.
Thank you so much, Mitch.
That is Johan, the co-founder of Welcome Over, a new app in the sharing economy, similar to things like Uber and Airbnb. This one's all about having a nice home-cooked meal from, you know, as Johan suggested, cooking enthusiasts or, you know, aspiring chefs and things like that. But, you know, check it out. It could be really fun.